For the second year in a row, the Boston Symphony Orchestra is celebrating a Grammy win, this time for Under Stalin's Shadow, part of a series of Shostakovich symphonies. You're hearing the music behind us right now. Another local artist who won a Grammy last night, Laurie McKenna. She won for Best Country Music Song. To talk about that and more, let's turn to Tim Riley, music critic and professor of journalism at Emerson College. And Tim, always good to see you.
Good to see you, Anthony.
Thanks for coming in. So let's talk about the BSO and let's start by listening to music director Andrus Nelson's talking about this wonderful recording.
When we capture the recordings, of course, we want to be as close as possible to the live concert. And of course, it's a huge, huge thanks, and it's absolutely a teamwork.
So that's Andrus Nelson's. Tim, tell us something about Andrus Nelson's, this recording, and what this Grammy means to
the BSO. Well, you know, it's a great project, and he really could not have picked a better large-scale project to kick off his debut with the BSO in terms of recording, because it's the way the rest of the world is going to get to hear his partnership with the BSO musicians. And he clearly has a very strong affinity with the Shostakovich material. Last year's Shostakovich's 10th recording that I listened to was absolutely stunning. Mm. I mean, it was one of the great orchestral recordings I have ever heard. And this year's, they released three new symphonies in that series, and we just listened to an excerpt from the fifth, which is probably the best-known Shostakovich recording. And I promise you, if you know the fifth, you will revel in this recording of it. It is absolutely an astonishing reimagining of how Shostakovich sounds and what his music means. I mean, I think he's really, in terms of like getting a new music director and kicking off a recording project, you couldn't ask for a better series.
All right. Well, let's turn from Shostakovich to pop music and some of the Grammy Awards there. Adele upset a heavy favorite Beyoncé and took home Album of the Year, but she didn't have the strongest performance last night. Here's a bit from her tribute to the late George Michael, which required her to stop and restart. She had to take a mulligan. Here we go.
I know it's live TV. I'm sorry. I need to start again. I'm up. I can't do it again like last year. I'm sorry for swearing and I'm sorry for starting again. Can we please start it again? I'm sorry. I can't mess this up for him. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm sorry for swearing. I'm really sorry.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about that moment. She got it together for take two, we have to say. But what do you think? That's a sort of an unusual moment
right.
for a Grammy program.
Well, you know what they say. If you can fake sincerity, then you've really got it made, right? So this is kind of turning into a shtick for her. I don't want to be cynical. I know. I think that's one of the things that's appealing about Adele is that she really is quite down to earth, right? She's a diva, right, when she sings. But when she talks outside of the recordings, when she does interviews, she is very down to earth, very funny. She does not take herself seriously. And that's really a winning formula for a diva, because you don't want to be Barbra Streisand. You don't want to be Kiss My Ring, I'm the greatest of all time. And,
okay.
Right? So I'm happy with, you know, I think Adele is very deserving and a really interesting talent, and she killed it last night.
All right, let's talk about another one. Here's Beyoncé, who had an absolutely perfect performance, including this number, Love Drought. Beyoncé there with Love Drought. Now, she was a favorite for album, record, or song of the year, but she lost all three categories to Adele. What do you think?
Well, so this brings up a larger problem with the Grammys. Can anyone please explain to me the difference between record of the year and album of the year?
Oh, yes, I can.
And
of course
song
I can.
Of the year.
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
I know. So why do they have these? So, yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't think she should have lost on all three counts, but there's obviously, like, just too much overlap and not enough definition. And what do we mean when we say record of the year, really? And so you have to sort of agree with Adele. Yeah, you know, Beyoncé maybe, you know, Beyoncé should have won at least one of those things. But Beyoncé's really in an interesting position here. She's performing 5 months pregnant with twins in her belly. And nobody wants to see her tipping back in the chair the way she did. And, you know, it's a really scary moment. Now, she's going to headline Coachella next month, 6 months pregnant with twins. This is really precarious for a big performer. And I'm really curious how it's going to come off. You know, there's nothing more demonized in our society than a bad mother, and she's creeping right up to that edge.
Really interesting. Okay, Tim, we're almost out of time, and yeah. I want to talk to you about Laurie McKenna, another yeah. local artist. She won a Grammy last night, this time for Best Country Song. She wrote Tim McGraw's Humble and Kind. We'll listen to just a few seconds of this. So McKenna won a Grammy last year. Tell us a little about this local writer.
Well, no, she's terrific. She's from Stoughton. She has five kids. She's worked for years. Critics really love her, and she's great. Everyone knows she needs to win for her own singing. She's won for Best Song 2 years in a row now. It'll really be a triumph when the Grammys give her an award for one of her own records.
All right. That's Tim Riley talking about last night's Grammy Awards. Tim is a professor at Emerson College and a music critic. Tim, always great to have you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Anthony.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR 90.9, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.